Welcome to the She Speaks Sport podcast, proudly elevating women's sport and sharing athlete stories in their own voices. Join us for empowering conversations and a front row seat to the stories that deserve to be heard.
Today, it's going to be such a great time on She Speaks Sport as I'm joined by Chloe Creswell, and it is straight off her most incredible race that she's done. Well, I won't say the most incredible one. We'll hear from her what she remembers about her most incredible races, but she was part of the under 23 squad and they really stood out with medal winning performances, multiple really, really strong finishes. And Chloe herself led the charge, winning a silver medal in the lightweight women's single sculls, and the race really showed her fighting spirit, really showed her technical precision, and it was really incredible to watch as well. You know, I was part and on the Women in Rowing WhatsApp group, and when they were posting about Chloe and her win, it was just amazing to me. And so, Chloe, it is so good to have you with me today. Firstly, congratulations, and how are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm very happy with the results, but it's been cool to come home and see my family and friends who've all supported me while I was in Poland. So it was just nice to see their faces and spend some time with them.
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure, because traveling away from home is it's a lot sometimes, isn't it? Like, obviously you want to go and do your best, represent the country as always and be part of the team, but sure, I'm sure coming back to family is always such a blessing. Tell me a little bit about how the games, you know, the rowing championships were in Poland. You know, obviously under 23 world rowing championships, but the talent is huge. I think that when people hear under 23, they think, oh, there's still so much development that's happening, but really it's super, super competitive. So tell me a little bit about, you know, the championships. What was the vibe like? How was everybody, you know, was everybody sort of respectful? How was it between the competitors, all of you that were racing?
No, most definitely it is a competitive environment. I think, especially because there's only one kind of championship per year for the under 23 athletes. Whereas if you look at the senior rowers, they have World Cups throughout the year and they kind of know who they're racing and what the standard of everyone is. Whereas when you come to the under 23 world champs, it's the first time you're racing each other and you kind of don't know what the standard is going to be.
Yeah.
There's definitely, you can see people are arriving to do business. There are friendly faces, but I got to chat to some of the competitors in my race, but only after the race. You know, before the days leading up, everyone's kind of focused in their own bubble, concentrating on what they have to get done. But it's a very cool environment, just with the scale of it as well. I think there were athletes from 53 nations this year, the most they've ever seen, really.
Wow. So that just shows you as well, there's obviously globally how rowing is growing, but also in South Africa, you know, rowing is absolutely incredible to watch. If anybody has opportunity to actually go and watch the rowing, it's incredible to watch. And I think that it's grown so much, but it's also continuing to grow in the right direction and with a lot of women coming through as well. And I think that that is very, very exciting. And from your perspective, just tell me a little bit, before I talk about your win with the silver, I want to ask you a little bit about your journey into rowing, because this is interesting. It's a very interesting sport. It's obviously a very niche sport. How did you get into rowing and deciding this was going to be something that you were going to do, and a lot of focus? Because obviously a lot of thinking, a lot of mental ability, a lot of sacrifice, and obviously giving of yourself to the sport. So how did you actually get into it?
So I transferred to St. Anson's College for my high school, and I knew I wanted to try a new sport that my previous school hadn't offered. So I was deciding between either water polo or rowing, and just by chance I made friends with one of the girls in grade 8 who already rowed, and she was like, you know, definitely come to rowing, as most rowers try to rope other people in. And then from there, they always say that you get the rowing bug and it bites you, and then once you're in you kind of don't go back. So but I wasn't fantastic at school. I think I barely made the A final in the scull in under 16, and then COVID hit in our open year, and so then I stopped rowing actually through matric, And then when I was deciding to go to university, a close friend of mine who had a lot of success in rowing in high school, he went to the junior under 19 world championships. He was going to the University of Pretoria and wanted to pursue his rowing, and he last minute convinced me to join him and just try out the rowing. And I showed up to the national squad at the time would have open periods where usually previous junior worlds athletes would go and just train alongside the squad. It wasn't, you weren't really part of the team, but you just got to experience what they did for a few weeks in the beginning of the year. So I just showed up to that completely in over my in over my head. And it really like gave me an idea of where the standard was. And I didn't obviously make it into the squad then. I was way off the standard, but it started something in me which I was like, I want to do this. You know, I want to get that good. And then I started training with the University of Pretoria, and really all it was I just showed up to every session, and slowly I got faster. And then in my first year, I made the university's women's A crew for the university's boat race, and that was a huge step in my journey. In the December of that year, I did a set of ergo trials, and I got invited to one of the national squad's camps alongside another lightweight rower, Nadia Gaspari. And we were kind of put together to row the lightweight double. And then the following year, we went to the University World Games. So you have to be a student to be able to compete in that. And that's where my fellow teammates were also now in Germany, where they also won a silver in the pair. So it's the same competition. And we ended up winning a bronze medal, which I think that was completely unexpected, but I was just elated. It was amazing. And then the following 2 years, we raced the skull again, sorry, the double again in 2024. And then we got put in the skulls for the under 23 World Championship. So Nadia's older than me, so she competed as a senior lightweight sculler, and I competed as an under 23 lightweight sculler. And that was last year. And I came fifth at the under 23 World Championships. And then, since then, Nadia stopped rowing, and then going into the season, my goal was just really to improve my performance from last year and then find myself in Poland.
That's amazing, though. The inspiration, I love what you were saying as well about, obviously being in school and, not always doing like not making that maybe that A team or that first team, but it's like not giving up and just continuing to just focus and to just go and the journey takes you on that ride over the years. And I think a lot of people kind of almost just give up, when things don't work out, maybe the first or the second time, they just kind of give up and they go, well, that wasn't meant to be for me. And I don't think that's the right attitude to have in anything that we do in life. And I think it's so inspiring to see your journey as well. And I wanted to know from you, obviously now winning a silver medal. Obviously, in the lightweight woman's single skull. And was that something that you're working for? Was it like, okay, I want to go one step, I want to go one step higher this time round? Was it in your mind, or was it just focusing on your own self, focusing on your own race, letting the outcome be what it's going to be, but putting your best in it? How did that feel for you? What was your thoughts about that?
So going into the championships, we spoke a lot with my coach and about like goals and outcomes. And really the big focus was that I just wanted to go out there, and my race plan had like three main themes. I wanted to never give up on myself, if that's the way we termed it. So, you know, like just full commitment towards the end to try and row as efficiently as possible, and to, you know, just maintain a solid rhythm. So I think we focused on that, because as soon as you start thinking about outcomes and results, it just stresses me out. So my coach knew to not direct me towards that process of thought. So no, I wasn't really thinking about positions. I definitely had at the back of my mind that I wanted to improve on my performance from last year, but I don't think I thought I could medal till maybe after the heats. But even then, it was a passing thought, and I just knew I had to kind of get my best race. And then, if I achieved those three themes, I would have been happy with the result, regardless of where I ended up. I just wanted my best effort out on the course, really.
That's so awesome to hear that as well, and just your best effort. And then when you realized you'd won silver, were you like, what was those emotions for you?
I was so exhausted. I didn't even know what had happened. I mean, if you watch the race, just before the last like 100 meters, I didn't realize the German in the far lane was so close to me. And I looked over, saw her there, and realized, oh no. And just kind of took the next five hardest strokes I could. And then I was so exhausted. And I only realized I came second. A bit after, when I looked up at the screen, and then I was quite chuffed, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing though. And again, it's just so, I mean, I've said congratulations to you, but it's incredible. And you know what? People get very excited because I saw on social media where people are just posting, even if they don't follow rowing, and they're like, check this out. Like, South Africans are doing some amazing things, from like the under 23s, under 20s. Like, everybody's doing something amazing. We're like, yeah, because we're a nation of winners. And everyone's like just so excited. And it is amazing. And I love that this is happening. And I also love that more people are, getting their eyes onto rowing, even just as supporting, just as spectators, or just as people who are just interested, maybe might not ever, participate in rowing, but there's more eyes coming onto it. And have you found that yourself? Like, there's more awareness of the sport. There's more people, going, hey, this is amazing. We have incredible rowers, and they have been around for a while, but now more people are looking at it and saying, hey, this is an amazing sport. We want to celebrate. We want to support as well. Have you seen that change? Or is that just something that seems to be something we're all noticing on the outside?
No, I think it's definitely increasing in popularity, and it's quite cool because it is a niche sport, and a lot of people don't know what it's about. But like, even my mom's a school teacher, and people have been coming up to her and saying, "Well done, Chloe's race. We watched it, and we're so surprised that people even knew how to watch it through the world rowing websites and things like that." So it's really cool to see. We have had like really cool success in rowing. Well, South Africa has in the past, and not many people know about it, but I probably know. I mean, we had Olympic gold in 2012, but other than that, I don't think there's huge awareness.
So what are your personal goals with rowing? I know that I don't want you to look too far ahead. Don't be challenged here by me now asking this question, because obviously you have it's not always about winning, and it's not always about getting those medals. There are, like you said as well, in your race, there were different themes, different things you wanted to achieve, and even if you achieve that, it would be a success, and absolutely. So do you have things like that set in place for yourself, over the next while that you want to achieve in rowing? And of course, it doesn't have to be about winning things. It's just things that you want to achieve in your own. Do you have some of those?
Well, in the near future, an immediate goal will be the university's boat race. So, after this week, we'll get back into training for that. And the Tucks women have a little bit of a streak going. We've won for seven consecutive wins, so we'd like to increase that. And I'm really excited about that. It's always an awesome time in the university season. In the future, I'm not entirely sure what my future in rowing looks like right now. I think I'll always row. I really just love it, and I love the community, and I think I'll always be involved in some capacity. But I am a lightweight rower, and they have removed lightweight events from the Olympics. And since I'm 22 now, I fall out of the under 23 category next year. So if I were to continue on an elite stage, I'd have to become a senior rower, and if I want to go for an Olympic dream or anything like that, I would have to look at transitioning into an open weight category, which I don't think is impossible. I'm just trying to kind of figure it out as I go.
That's interesting though, that they've got rid of lightweight rowing in the Olympics. I don't think people probably realize that, but also probably don't realize that there actually are different weight categories if you're just a spectator on the outside watching. So that's pretty interesting. Well, all the best for the university games. It's going to be pretty cool. I know that your training partner, Tix, that represents Zimbabwe in Poland, also came, I think, sixth place in the same event as you. So that's pretty cool. And where does the university rowing, where does it take place? Can be do people come and watch? Because that must be quite exciting, like all these universities, going up against each other, and gonna be have to watch if this Tix University comes and steals the eighth one now. But do people come and watch? Can they come and watch? Like, where does it take place?
Definitely. So we have smaller regattas early on in the year, which have passed already, which happen at Roodepoort or in the Western Cape at Mis Verstand Dam. We have an event called USA Sprints, which is a 1,000 meter race. But the boat race is held in Port Alfred on the Cowie River. It's a just under 6 kilometer race. And we do it in eights. So there's eight girls, and you have one coxswain who steers the boat down the river, because it's not just a straight course now. It's windy, and there's currents and sandbanks, and so it's quite interesting. It's a head-to-head race. So you do a time trial, and then they put you in finals, so of two boats. So it's quite a different format, but a lot of the rowing community does come down to watch it. Our parents love watching it. I mean, there's a race in itself for the spectators through the roads to go kind of to each lookout point while we're racing. They have to then jump in their cars and speed to the next point. And so it's quite an interesting format.
That is so cool. It sounds like so much fun, though. Even like
Yeah,
you
it
said,
definitely
all
is.
the parents, everybody, like, I can imagine it's like a race within a race. It's who's going to get to the next point first? That is so incredible. So all the best for that. And Chloe, before I let you go, I'm going to we're going to do a little bit of like a quiz, not a quiz, but it's, I'm going to ask you some of the most Googled questions about rowing. You know what? Because I think this is just going to be a lot of fun, and then also educating people on rowing. But you know what? It is so funny because things that people Google on probably not something that you and I have ever really thought about. But anyway, I'm only going to ask you three, and so this is going to be a time where you, as the listener, are going to be educated on rowing, but also we're going to have a little bit of fun. Okay, so number one question I'm going to ask you, and this is legit a Google question: is South Africa very good at rowing?
Well, I might be biased, but I want to say yes. We don't know. We've had Olympic medals in the past, world championship titles. So we had the lightweight four. So we've had a rich history of lightweight rowing, which is quite sad that it's being taken away. Our lightweight men's four won gold in 2012. We had a heavy open weight or open weight pair win silver at Rio. Kirsten McDonald, she won the 2017 world title in the lightweight scull. So they are so, and of course Ramon and Don winning a bronze medal back in the early 2000s. That really was one of the first, I think that was the first Olympic medal for South Africa. So those are a few results, and we've also had a lot of success in the under 23 category as well. So we show up in the small boat classes, but yeah, we're definitely, when we're at our best, we do really well.
Chloe, I'm super impressed with your knowledge on the medals that we've won. I mean, it's incredible, and we have. And for many people, it was people would call it like a golden age of rowing in South Africa during that time. Like you said, Olympic gold in 2012. 2012 seems like a long time ago, because the world is so crazy, but it wasn't that long ago. And obviously, like you said, silver in Rio, world titles for seniors, bronze medal. We have amazing rowing. So I encourage people to just, get more involved and to watch and support and do that. Okay, so this is legit another question, all right? Why is rowing so posh? Why is it considered a posh person's sport?
That's a good question. I mean, the equipment is can be ridiculously expensive. So maybe from that point of view, it is a posh sport. And I think maybe from its origins, I think it was first came about in the UK, and you have things like Henley Royal Regatta, which is extremely posh. I mean, everyone on the banks is wearing glazes and dresses, and there's etiquettes to follow. And so, yeah, I think it does have a reputation for being posh, but really, you meet so many different kinds of people in rowing. And I don't think it's for one class of people, especially in today's age. So, I do think it has a reputation of that, but I don't think it needs to be.
I love this question as well. And I love that you were talking about that race. That's basically like the Wimbledon of rowing, right? Where you got to
Yes,
dress up and
exactly.
etiquette. Would you like to go and stand on the banks in a dress with a hat and like a fancy umbrella and watch? That would
I'd
be
absolutely love to go to Henley. I think it's one of my dreams. Our
would be
national
amazing.
team was actually just there earlier this year. Paige Barnes and Chris Baxter and Damien Van Hogeschoen. So they were racing there, which was really cool, even if I was watching through the screen.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so it is and it has been, like you said, considered a bit of a posh sport because of the equipment being so expensive. And also, I think, like you said, when it started in the UK, it was just considered this a wealthy person's sport. But like you said, there's so many different things happening. Okay, so also another question that comes up here is, and this has already happened, but people were asking when is the SA Rowing Champs in 2025, which is pretty cool because that means people were Googling it, they were asking. So this is past already, correct?
Yes. So the schools championships usually happens in about, I think it's March, like the first week of March, and then the senior SA championships where the universities will row is a bit later on in the year. I can't remember the exact month, but probably around May, if I'm not incorrect.
I don't know the answer, but I do know I do know
Well, hopefully
that,
the Google search works.
well, hopefully the people in Google search, you're getting some answers. I do know, like Chloe said, that the schools rowing championships were in March, and so obviously the Google search is going to help you with that, but it has passed. But you can mark your calendar for next year for February, March, because then there'll be more, championships and you can go and watch. And the very, very last thing I'm going to ask you, Chloe, is what are the cons of rowing? Now, this is a question that people are obviously wanting to ask because people think, I do think that there is a perception that you have to be quite strong, in rowing. And so people ask this question because they're thinking, well, there could be a lot of cons, there could be a lot of injuries, there could be a lot of dangerous things happening out on the water. You could fall in. Are there cons? And I mean, if there are cons, are they considered like, more serious than as opposed to the pros of the actual sport?
I think if you think of injuries, a lot of rowers sometimes get back injuries, but they're all manageable. It often comes from compensating from doing something else wrong. But if you're doing enough cross training and you've got a strong core, you can avoid the back problems. The only con I can think of is that it's quite time consuming, especially in South Africa. Our main racing and training courses in Roodepoort, was at Roodepoort Dam, which is in Pretoria. So it's a far drive for the Joburg schools, about an hour, and it's really a full commitment. But you, when you when you're there and when you join, you realize why people go for that commitment. It's the community is just amazing, and you create a family away from home, and it's people that you can really rely on. And all of my best friends are rowers, and I know that I'll maintain those connections for life. Other than that, it's hard work, but you can see that as a con or a pro, I guess. You get blisters on your hands, you're tired a lot of the time, but I don't think I would trade it for anything else.
Absolutely. And I think that anything, right, is hard work. Like if you commit to anything, I mean, even CrossFit is hard work, and or even going to the gym is
Exactly.
hard work. So, I mean, it's kind of like it's a wonderful sport and it's a beautiful sport. And I agree with you. And I've met so many rowers, particularly women, female rowers, that have just been incredible human beings. And I love that it's like you said, it's a family. It really is a community, and I just think it's amazing. And Chloe, I want to say thank you, from my side, for being with me today. It's been so lovely catching up with you and just chatting about how you got into rowing and that silver medal and how passionate you are and your heart for rowing and what you're doing. So I want to wish you all the best also for the future, for the rest of this year and whatever, is going to happen for you and wherever this road and journey is going to take you, as it's going to be obviously divinely led in every single way. And I'm so grateful again. Like, we're so happy about your silver medal, and yeah, just all the best for everything that you're going to be getting up to with rowing and beyond that as well, and the time that you're getting to spend with your family and friends. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the She Speaks Sport podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast app like Apple, Google, Castbox, and Spotify. Subscribe and like to stay updated on all new episodes. Thanks for listening.